reading that, and it builds your faith if you focus on the Bible. See, don't just read one section of the Bible. Sometimes we focus in just one area, and we get caught up in certain scriptures, which is also good. This all of the Bible is good, but we should focus on all of the Word of God. We should know something about all of the Word of God. And this man Joshua was born in Egypt, and he came out when the Israelite was released out of bondage. So he was born in slavery. He was born in bondage, but he led the people into freedom, into the promised land. And in chapter 1, he says, "And now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister." I underline that, Moses' minister. Just like, Elisha was the minister to Elijah. Joshua minister to Moses. He was Moses' minister. And the next verse says, saying, Moses, my servant. Notice, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, that I said, thou and all these people. If you notice that Joshua did not take it upon himself to do anything. It was when God appeared, spoke to him, and gave him a command and says, arise, because Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, that thou and all these people, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do gave to them, even to the children of Israel. Now, these are nice study, and you begin to understand God. If you don't know all these, you won't have faith. See, a lot of us, and we take out a few scriptures that we like, and we don't understand the Bible. We don't understand God. So when tests come, you wonder why we're so weak, why you're so weak, because you don't know the scripture. You don't follow the scripture. So when persecution comes, the slightest persecution, you fall. You're blown away. You get carried away. You've got to get strong in the Lord, the Bible said. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That means you have to grow up in God. Let your roots go down deep into God. So nothing can shake you. Amen? Nothing can shake you. And whether that person stands or that person stands, you know you're going to stand. You have to get to that place where you know that the Lord is on your side. Amen. And you're led by God. Yes. But and you grow up and you're no more a baby. Yes. In the Lord. Yes. But you're growing up and you're eating strong meat. Yes. You sit down and sometimes you're not shouting, but you're meditating. Yes. You're pondering. Yes. You let the Holy Ghost lead you. Yes. And speak to your heart. So he says that every place, notice, God spoke to him. And here's what God's telling him now. The instruction for Joshua is different than what was given to Moses. See, Moses brought them out of Egypt. Moses went down. He was born in Egypt. He went down into Egypt and brought them out. But now Joshua is given instruction, because he's the one that's going to lead them into the promised land. Amen. But notice what the Bible says. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. It's the same promise. God's connecting to the same promise, the same covenant. Yes. Moses is gone, but the covenant of God continues.
Right.
See, the servant of God may die, but the work of God still continues.
Yes.
And you say, but what's going to happen when this brother is gone? Or this? The work of God will continue.
Yes.
Because God will raise up another, a servant or a messenger.
Yes.
If you can believe the Lord. If you can, here we are now. How far are we away from Joshua? Several thousand years. But aren't we getting the word of God?
Yes.
Look what God has done.
Yes.
But we were not alive when these words were spoken.
Yes.
But look how useful these words are to us.
Yes.
He says that verse, go back to verse 3, says,
every
place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I have said unto Moses. What God was saying, now is the time to go forward. Because during the days of Moses, the Israelites sinned and they were not going forward. See, they were not going forward. They were wandering around in circle. Now you can be going around in circle, one church to another church, one experience to another, one discouragement time in your life to another. You're just going in a circle and you're not going forward.
Yeah.
See, you're not accomplishing anything because you're just going around, and the same problem that bothers you last year is still bothering you now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the victory over it today.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have not breakthrough. You have not gone. You're still in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
You're still wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
And you go from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
From mountain to mountains. But the Lord's saying now, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses. See, that means what God was saying, now you have to go forward, take possession of what I've given you. See, God promises us a lot of things. But he's waiting for us to take possession of it. We have to exercise our faith. God said it, I believe it. See, one of the greatest thing will bother you is discouragement, doubts, fears, unbelief. I don't believe that God can do it. Yeah, I know it said it in the Bible. I know he did it for somebody else, but for me, I don't think he will do it for me. Discouragement. And you are your worst enemy because you discourage yourself. And when you should be going forward and believe in God, that the promises of God is yours. What God said, he'll do it.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
What God said and what God promises you, he will do it.
Yeah.
But if you don't believe God, if you doubt in your heart,
yes,
you're not going to go forward. And the devil will keep you wandering in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
They wandered for 40 years in the wilderness, but it was time to come out.
Mm-hmm.
See, because there's a time to come out of darkness. There's a time to come out of the wilderness.
Amen.
There is a time to come out of unbelief. There is a time to come out of all those things that have bound you and discouraged you and hinder you from going forward and being an overcomer. So now God was telling this young man that, all right, because this was a very trying time, because this was his teacher that he leaned upon. His pastor, his mentor, that he leaned upon for, pretty well all his life. And now he was dead. He was taken away from him. Have you ever trusted in someone, lean on someone, and they suddenly are gone out of your life? Huh? See, now Joshua trusted Moses. And he was close to Moses. He was very jealous for Moses. And he stood with Moses. Moses could depend upon this young man, but now Moses was gone.
Yeah.
Now what is he going to do?
Yeah.
See, but he was close to Moses, but Moses was his pastor, but Moses was not his God.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Moses was his pastor, but Moses was not his God.
Amen.
But now God is going to reveal himself to Joshua.
Yes.
This was Joshua's time. And God was going to lead him in an even different way than Moses was led. And he says, every place, that's awesome, isn't it? Every place that the sole of your feet shall shut. Remember now, Moses led them out of Egypt. But this promise was not made to Moses. Because Moses was not allowed to go over into the promised land. Moses died outside of the promised land. I know later on, we see him there in Matthew 17 with Jesus and Elijah. But that was in a different dimension. All right? Different experience. So we're not going to go there tonight. But as a man, he never was allowed to get over into the promised land. But here was a young man. God raised him up and said, now it's time to get over into the promised land. It's time to go forward, not only you, but to take the people over with you. And every place, now remember, they were going into enemy's territory. People was already occupied there in the land of Canaan. There was tribes there. There were cities there. And it was already occupied. And now God was giving these cities and these people to Joshua and said, everywhere that you set your foot on, the sole of your foot shall be yours. That have I given, notice who gave it to him. That have I given unto you as I said unto Moses. See the same promise, same thing, but different experience. God was going to lead him forward now into the land of Canaan. Verse 4 says, from the wilderness, notice he's giving the boundaries. Amen. Have you ever heard God telling you one of what belongs to you? And somebody said, no, you can't have it. One door is closed. Don't get discouraged. There's another door. If you trust the Lord, you've got to understand that man cannot close permanently the door in your face.
Yes.
Amen. God is the one. When one door closes, God opens another one with a greater experience. And many times God is wanting to teach us a lesson and a lesson of faith. You said, oh, I believe God for that thing, but you didn't receive that thing. What do? The first thing, do you do doubt or do you praise him? That's a test. I will praise the Lord at all times. You trust in the Lord with all your might at all times. Now, you're going to be tested. When you sing those songs and say those words, those are not light words off your tongue. God hears those words. Lord, I'll serve you forever. You don't think God hears those? And you say those words and next week you backslide. See, you don't serve God anymore. See, you don't think that God hears those words? Huh? See, so you have to have faith. You have to believe God. And what you say is what you do. Lord, I will serve you. Then you ask him for strength. You ask him to be with you. And tell the Lord, as long as I live, Lord, let me walk in the paths of righteousness. He said, from the wilderness, here's where he's given you. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites. Notice these are people. If you know and read the Bible true, you'll find the Hittites. They were the Hittites, the Perizzites, the all those ites and bites and you name them. And fights and they all. And God said, I'm going to give them to you. And they were giants over there. You remember David killed? And there was about 5 giants one time. David killed one. And some of David's men killed the other giants. There was even a giant over there with 6 fingers and 6 toes. That's a lot, eh? That was what? Maybe about what? 24? Help me. And he had 6 over there and 6 over there. And he had a lot of fingers and a lot of toes. But that made no difference to the men of David. They killed him. And he says that God gave him from the wilderness, Lebanon, the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards The going down of the sun shall be your coast. Wow. God gave it to them. That's why no matter who fights against Israel, they cannot win.
Amen.
And verse 6 says that there shall this is powerful. You need to be shouting right there. Because you got a lot of problems. You got people coming up in your face, threatening you, doing this. But you see, you only see the start. But if you begin to trust God, look at the end. You have to have faith now, not just to see the start. You see the problem before you. You see that bill before you. You see that attack of the enemy before you. But what you don't understand, that there's a God on your side. And God is with you. And if God be for us, hallelujah, who can be against us? But you're looking at the present. But remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was not looking on the fire. They were looking at God. They were looking at the footman. Daniel was not looking at the lion. He was looking at his God. If you look at the waves at the sea, you're going to go under like Peter. But if you look at Christ walking, standing upon your problems, walking all over your troubles, going on before you and making a way for you. Can you see him?
Amen.
But and look at the end and what's going to happen. It come to pass, the scripture say. That means it comes, but it passed away. All of these enemies will pass away. So God said there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Now if you believe that, see, I'm talking to you tonight. Because the heathen rage and the enemy rage up and it looked like I'm finished. There's no way I can overcome this. And then your heart begin to shake. And you begin to shake like a leaf, unbelief. But if you stand on the rock, and remember now, if you're standing on the rock and you're shaking, it's not the rock that's shaking. It's you. See? But you have to dig deep down into that rock and stand upon the solid rock. And here was a man that's going at a big task before him. You don't understand that God will give you a big task, big work, big things to accomplish that looks greater than you, over your head. And there's no way you can do it without him. And that's why you have to call on him. Wow, I don't hear you. See, God is going to give you, listen, God is going to give you something bigger than yourself. Something that in the natural you cannot accomplish it. But when it comes to pass, then you know that God is the one that helps you. Amen. If God gives you a little task that you can go through, there will not be any glory for God. But it's when you have a task, something that's too heavy for you. And a load that you cannot carry. And you begin to cry, Lord, it's too much for me. There's no way, Lord, I can carry it. What do? You look to the hills. From whence come at your help? You look to God. As long as you can handle it, then you don't have to exercise faith. But it's when you cannot handle it anymore. So you cast your care. You cast your cares upon him. Have you ever tried casting it? Or you sit and you think about your cares. And you hear the word, but you don't hear the word because you're worrying about the problem you have. The task that is before you. Not knowing that he's a task solver and a burden bearer, and you're taking away his job when you should give it to him. You're carrying it, and it's because you need to pray. Amen. The time you spend carrying your burden should be time you pray. Why don't you try that? Why don't you say tonight, I'm not going to carry it anymore, but the time I spend worrying, I'm going to spend it praying, praising God and thanking God. And you find out how the Lord will give you rest. Amen. I find out that when I cannot sleep And I know there are times when the Lord is dealing with me, so that's fine. But if I know it's just natural and the devil is harassing me and trying to rob my strength, what do I do? And I don't have the English words, but God gave me a gift in the spirit. And I speak with languages that the devil doesn't know. And before you know it, I wake up the next morning. God give rest to his beloved. Amen. But you try that. You begin to try speaking with other tongues. That's what it's for. As the Spirit of God gave utterance that the devil is going to lie to you and said, it doesn't sound good. You're just mumbling and it doesn't sound good. That's not, no, who understand that word? But it's because the devil doesn't understand. And he's trying to drive you to words that he understands. But God understands. God understands. And we are in this just to please the Lord. So he said to him, there shall not a man in any man, and I'm putting in not only man, but I'm putting in devils. There's not a devil that will be able to stand before you. Because he said, behold, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. Do you believe that tonight? I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And greater is he. Somebody shout, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So they shall believe that. There shall not any man be able to stand. Why? Because you're going to condemn their tongues. Okay. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you will condemn them. Can you believe God tonight? Can you begin to stand on the word of God? There is no greater weapon than the word of God. No greater defense. This word brought Abel. Look how far back you can go. It brought Abel. That even when Cain slew Abel died, but yet he was speaking. Hallelujah. Because God was speaking for him. Amen. Look at all the prophets that they're dead. Look at Joshua, that he's gone. But look at us tonight speaking about him. Because God is testifying about him. So, he says, there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I shout, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. My goodness. My goodness. That's something to shout about. The whole church should come alive. I will not fail thee. Amen. I will not leave you. Didn't Jesus say that to us? Yes. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Lo, I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Even unto the end of the earth. I will not fail thee. Look at that. Said what? You will not what? God will make a way. When it doesn't look like there's a way. You want to go that way, but it's closed. Why? Just trust in the Lord and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And then you wait for the sound of the rustling in the mulberry tree. You wait until the angels, God send out warring angels ahead of you. And the angels of God are gone ahead of you and break through the enemy wrong. He said, no one, not a man, will be able, not a devil, not a demon, not an opposing force, whether it be principalities or powers or the rulers of the darkness of this world, no power because of the greatness of God that is in you and the armor of God that is with you. Says, I will not fail thee. Wow, what a word. You wake up in the morning knowing that you have a never failing God, but his mercies are new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. I will never leave thee. I feel like shouting. I said, I feel like praising God tonight. And then he goes on. He said, I will not fail thee, nor forsake you. Praise God. He's not. So what do you have to worry about? He said, I'll never leave you. I'll be with you always. I will never fail you. Everything you put your hands to, God will bring it to prosper. God will. Can you believe that tonight? Can you really wake up out of that spirit of unbelief? Can you shake it off and believe God? I will never leave you. I will never fail you. And I will be with you. Then he goes on, he says, be strong and have a good courage. How was he going to get strong? By believing the word of God. As long as you have doubts and unbelief, you're going to remain weak. Every little thing comes, you're back to square one, doubt. You knock you off your feet and you never grow up. And then a test is going to come, boom, and the devil knock you over. And then he's laughing at you. And when God said to him, have you considered my servant Job? He began to laugh and mock and bring up some sly words and tell, well, God's just loved you because of what you've done for him. Then God pulled the edges and Job still loved God to the end. Amen? Amen? Amen. That's the way to trust him. Yes. And he says, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charge God foolishly. That was the devil want you to sin and charge God foolishly. I thought, Lord, you were with me. How come all these things are happening to me? Come on, you have little faith. Oh, you have, how are you going to prove how great he is unless you see the storms rolling at your feet? But what you don't see the storm. See Jesus walking towards you. Amen. And be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. What a work. That was a big task. You know how many people were there probably by this time? Close to maybe, I don't know, 2 million? And he's got to divide. What a task. See, God will stretch you. I was telling my wife, God will stretch you. And then when you realize this is too big for me, that's when you cry. Because God's trying to change you and make another person out of you. Here you are, but God wants you now. You've been going around in the wilderness for 40 years. But now God wants to bring you straight forward into the promised land. God wants to advance you in his blessing. Amen. So before God can advance you in his blessing, everywhere you put your foot on, see, he's got to stretch you. He's got to make you now greater and develop your heart and your faith where you can receive these blessings. Amen. So that's what he's doing for you. But you don't know. You can cry, quit, throw your hands up, give up, and you lose it. And you never move on. See, what happened to Ruth? Ruth had to, she lost everything. But if she was only looking at Naomi, and when Naomi said, I have no more son in my womb, if she had stayed there, she would have missed being in the family of the Messiah. She could have stayed back there like her sister-in-law. But she had to get to the place where it said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Anywhere you go, I'm going to go. So what happened now? You see the end result. So God had to stretch her beyond the borders of Moab. And God has to stretch you and I beyond the borders of unbelief. Where you've been, God want to take you beyond that. And so these things happen to you. Not to destroy you, but to build your faith and make a man or a woman of God over you. God, you've been going around mountains and going around the mountains and in the wilderness. But now God wants you to break through and go and tunnel and climb mountains and go get out of the valley. Get out of the wilderness and begin to go on out. Where not only that, but you can begin to look at the sun, get your eyes off earthly things, and set your affection on things above. You've been looking and wondering on earthly things, But the time when Joshua began to go forward, what happened? He was able to stand and now focus his thoughts on heavenly words and said, sun and moon, stand still. Amen. Do you see that now?
Wow.
But he had not gone forward. If he had not gone forward, he would never see that. But you get to where now, you get your eyes off earthly plane. Don't watch where your foot going. What? Look at the sun, the moon, and the stars. Aim for the heavens. Where he raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places in his son Christ Jesus. That's where we're living with him. We're seated and not looking on the things around you. You've got to get your eyes off earthly things and begin to look upon Christ the solid rock. I stand. Only be thou strong. Can you believe that? Only, let's say that. Only be thou strong. And notice that word. Not timid. See, not timid. So when the church begin to shake, you shake with it. When that brother or that sister is acting up and don't want to do right, you're afraid of them. No, there's nobody can stand before you. The elders cannot stand before you. The deacons cannot. The church board, church leaders, elders cannot stand before you. I'm talking about when you're a man of God. If you're just a little shaky, you know, and scary, and you begin to, well, I better not, because, and you shake at the very presence of men. But there are people that shake at the leaves, and they're scared. Pastor is afraid of the congregation, and will not preach the word of God because Sunday morning offering will not be good. But you've got to understand, everywhere you put your foot, everywhere you put your foot is yours. If you don't believe me, all right, and that person come before you as an enemy, all right, when they move off, put your foot right where they were standing. You just got right there and stand right there and rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus and command that thing to stay under your feet. Everywhere you put your foot, and sometimes you've got to put your foot where the elders are walking and where the church deacons are walking, because they will rise up and try to bully you and make you look like a little clown. But no, a man of God is a mighty warrior. A man of God is a mighty conqueror. He said, be strong and be very courageous. You look that devil right square in the face and said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. My church, I command that spirit. Listen, let me tell you something. You don't have to be afraid of anybody, because God is with you. Only. Here's a requirement now. God said, I'm going to give you all this thing, but I'm requiring something of you. Don't be afraid of nobody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be afraid of the ites and Hittites and whatever, Perizzites. And just keep going forward. Don't be afraid of the giants. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Listen, mayest observe to do according to the law. In other words, only focus on obeying God. Only focus on obeying God. If everybody else is displeased and upset, that's fine. That's a good church. Amen. Amen. It's a good church still. But if the Lord is not for you and against you, that no matter if everybody love you, that's a bad church. Say amen. Said which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the left or to the right, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Here's what the devil trick you, though. The devil harass you for you to forget God and turn. Instead of praying, you turn into men. Instead of praying, you'd withdraw back into the old man, and the old man begin to manifest. I can't. Oh, wow. And you get all that spirit begin to come out. You're not going to get help. You see, yeah, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants to stir up all those things that should be burnt up.
That's right.
But he knows that there's something in there, and he knows that there's a little unbelief in you. So he gets down in there and stirs it up. And he makes something happen from the outside. And then it stirs you on the inside. And you forget to pray. You forget the God who made the sun, the moon, the stars. You don't remember that. Amen. And you soon, for that's what happened to Israel. Amen. They cried, oh, we'll serve the Lord. And then they soon forget God, the psalmist said. And they begin to ask, can God, you ever read that scripture? Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can God, you know that? When you got that spirit, can God do this? You're in trouble. Okay, can God get me out? When man's not helping you, you call on God. When Ezekiah was about to die, it looks like, Ezekiah turned his face to the wall.
Amen.
Amen. And read the letter and prayed.
Yes.
We have a wall tonight.
Yes.
We have a wall of salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus is our wall.
Amen.
And you turn your face to the wall. Instead of worrying about what's going on, when you lay there, sit there night before, let tears run down your face.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. And cry to the Lord.
Amen.
David said, this poor man cried unto the Lord, and he delivered me out of all my fears and my troubles. Then this book of the law, that's the secret. Don't put it away. Put your Bible down, and then you don't read it, and you go off for days. He's going to attack you. You don't have any strength. And when you realize, hey, that's why I'm telling you, too much ungodly stuff on television is not good. The devil will get you. Yes, set you up. Because he give you 1, 2, 3 hours, and then you go to bed. He going to get you. But you go to bed rejoicing. And you're going to, you're sleeping and you're waking. You're praising the Lord. You see that? And that's why Sunday morning, sometimes you come here. Have you ever noticed that? You're sleepy. You've been dipping into the devil's bread basket. His bowl of stew. And you've been eating all night. And you think you can shake it suddenly Sunday morning with a smile. No. But it doesn't work like that. But when you have been feasting like Mary with Jesus, you're going to find out the word of God is going to stand with you. This book of the law, look at it. Shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Here it is. Did I have a scripture right? Day and night. But if you just don't meditate day and you don't meditate at night, and at night you're just gone to bed with something else on your mind, you're going to find out. He's going to attack you, and when you get attacked, you won't have the strength. You're going to break down and cave in, because it's the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Is our strength. Get that joy and you'll find out, oh, God just bring you through. But that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, my shout, for then, when you observe the law, shall thou then, for then thou shall make thy way, you're going to do it, prosperous by obeying the word of God day and night. By meditating in the word of God, he shall be like a tree that's planted, planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruits. In his season, his leaves also shall not wither. I'm telling you, at night, you lay there and you can't sleep. Don't necessarily take sleeping pills, but use the Holy Ghost, the power of the tongue, speaking with other tongues as the Spirit. That's the best medication, treatment, night sleeping pills, comforter. You try that, but when you don't and you're struggling and you're there. And you get up miserable and mean. And you don't have any joy. You don't understand. It's because you went to bed sour.
Amen.
And all the stuff you've been eating. You know that? When you go there with all corn, you watch a violent movie. What do you think going to happen to you when you wake up in the morning, in the middle of the night? Huh? You see? And no doubt sometimes in the night you'll be screaming. Some of you, no doubt. What happened? You know, the living what that should be dead is chasing you, and you begin to scream. You go to and you watch it, and you keep going out, and you'll find out the living who's supposed to be dead is chasing you. Amen. But if you go meditating and have the word of God in your heart, day and night, thou shalt make thou and observe the word of God, then thou shalt make thy way, see that word? Prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You shouldn't put that away. I don't understand how you don't see that. I can't understand how you can't see that. Hey, but you'll see a little cartoon. Somebody breaking a potato chip and say, oh, wonderful. That's not wonderful. And you remember that. And you don't understand. You get so excited at somebody looking like a spider or a bat. I mean, come on. Hey, where is your faith? That's why we are so tricked with Iron Man and whatever, all these things. The Man of Steel and whatever, I don't know. I'm only guessing some of these vicious movies. And you got time for all these things. And you can get excited, but when you come to the Word of God, you're slow. But you've got to begin to put on the old armor of God and gird up the loins of your mind and begin to war a good warfare and realize that all the days of your life, no one can stand before you. Let me begin to close. Where are we now? Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Isn't God comforting? He's saying those same words to you tonight. Can you believe that tonight? Can you put away your discouragement? And you're not sure if you're going to be in church or not. Can you put that away and grow up? I said, Lord, look at me, everybody. Put that away. Come on, look at me. Put that away. All that discouragement. Eh? Where you look square and you can look in the past. You know why some of you hang your head down? It's because you can't look in the pastor's face. You're guilty, guilty, guilty. As I was going to add something else. But I'm not going to say it tonight. But you're guilty. And you can't look up. And you act like you're writing, and you're not. Eye contact is powerful. Eye contact is powerful. You're afraid that pastor might see the devil in your eyes. Come on, put away. It's time to put those things away. Amen. Put away the idols. Put away the gods of the heathen, and cheer up. You have doubts in your heart. Are you on the Lord's side? Have not I commanded thee? Be strong in the Lord and have good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee. There he goes again. Whithersoever thou goest. See that God emphasis twice? He repeated so you'll know. And then Joshua, look at that, commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare food for victualist food and so on, everything. For within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the all tribes of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God had given you rest and had given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren harm all the mighty men of war, of valor, and help them until the Lord have given your brethren rest as he have given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan towards the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. And whatsoever, that's the last one. And whatsoever, I said, whosoever he be that doeth rebel against thy commandments and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Amen. I say, what a word.